Hey, Lights, Camera, Barstool listeners, you can find us every Tuesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
What killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age!
You want a cup of joe with you?
I'm gonna make you famous, Lizzie.
It's not Al anymore. It's Dunk.
Dunkachino?
Don't mind if I do.
I'm the Joker, baby.
Hey there, Jeff D. Lowe here. Welcome to a best of Lights, Camera, Barstool Season 1, which lasted 400 episodes. We're on to Season 2, 2.0 now, coming out every Sunday. Normally, starting next week, Thursday episodes are going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a more of a pop culture, movies, music, TV, food podcast tied to doing brackets, debates. It's going to be weird. Trust us, I'm fucking excited to have a little fun. Do something a little different. You got to change it up now and then. But movie podcast every Sunday. Come on. News, fucking reviews, all that. But now let's take a dip back into the past. Myself, my co-host, Ken Jack. We are still the two kings of the castle of LCB, but we lost our third king, Trill Ballins. He retired. He hung up the cleats on the internet. But here are some of the best moments from the last 400-ish episodes since August 2017 all the way to the first week of September 2021. This is a good collection of stuff. It's not everything. It's about an hour. But these are some things that you may have forgotten to. There's a few clips in here I guarantee you, if you're a fan of the show, you forgot about. If you're not a fan, get ready to laugh. There's some skits, some stupid-ass shit in here, and some real good times and good laughs. There's one laugh in here from Trill from the movie XXX that I forgot about. It is a big laugh. Thanks for listening. Enjoy.
It's summer 2020, and we've got the rights to Spider-Man back. So get ready for a new Spider-Man who's on fleek, who isn't afraid to roast his enemies. That's right, this bay won't go away.
Hey, Peter, are you going to join us at the EDM concert?
No, I've got CrossFit.
Oh, okay. We'll see you later then, Peter. Oh, I really wish I could go, but I have to fight.
Parker, it's Jonah Jameson. I need an article on why millennials love to eat ass and why titties are coming back. I need it on my desk now, Parker.
Oh, geez, that guy has no chill.
Wow, Peter, where'd you learn all those moves? They're sick.
I learned them in my Tough Mudder class, and you can just go ahead and call me Peter Parkour.
That's right, Peter Parker is back, and he's hip and edgy and cool, and the kids love him. Hey, Peter, did you get my message on Snapchat? Are you ghosting me?
Oh, man, you caught me in my web of lies.
Spider-Man XDX coming 2020. Come see this movie.
How do you make a Terminator movie good? I don't understand it. I don't know how you could do it.
It's been done.
Yeah, but those are the originals.
Yeah. Oh, no, a new one, I don't know. That's why they should just stop. But I understand why they're doing it.
It was like a flash in time type moment. You got everybody at the right time, and you made the right movie right then. And then now you're bringing back Arnold, who essentially looks like he's like dough popping out of like one of those Pillsbury cans. I'm sorry, that was a little mean. He looks good for his age, but he's not – He's not a T-800 anymore. He's like a low T-800.
Low T.
That's a perfect description. You got to cycle on, Arnold.
I will terminate you after I get back from the clinic.
Please don't fuck my wife.
My name is Megatron. I am Megatron, and I'm here to kill robots. My name is Megatron, and I like to drink Diet Pepsi all day. My name is Megatron. My name is Megatron. My name is Megatron. My name is Megatron. Tron, Tron.
Ken Jack, number three, what do you got?
My number three, I think, probably is in no one else's top 10, but my number three is Iron Giant. I think Iron Giant is maybe one of the saddest stories.
Oh, wait.
God.
Is this a Disney movie?
I don't think so.
No, it definitely is.
Hold on. I didn't put it on the main list, and I would have had it in my what?
I saw it. I was looking up. I looked up like 20,000 listicles.
Dude, it's fucking Warner Brothers.
Fuck, man. I was looking at listicles. I was looking at all these listicles, and like, first of all, I saw one that had Spirited Away, and then I looked up they had like bought out the studio and shit. And I'm like, okay, fuck this list. And then I went to a different one, and the other one was all Disney, and I saw Iron Giant on. I'm like, I didn't even think about it. It was like instinct pick.
Well, if you got The Incredibles as number one, it would make sense you having The Iron Giant as number two because they're both Brad Bird movies. So I'll give you that.
I had a number three.
So wait, can you slot – do you have like something at 11 you can slot up?
Yeah. You know what? Maybe I'll just put Coco there.
Okay. I like that.
Okay, fair enough.
Wait, what are you going with here? Are you going to keep the non-Disney movie, or are you going to slot in Tarzan or Coco?
I don't know.
Or you can slide everything. You can slide everything.
Deadpool's a Marvel movie. That's it.
That's what I'll do. I'll just put Deadpool in there.
There's some animations that I'm gonna draw on the screen.
I got a top 10 list, but I'm smart. I'm only picking 9. I'm gonna win this top 10 list.
You know what?
I picked a movie that's not even out yet and didn't fuck up this time.
That's so true.
Number one. Up.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh, yes. Yeah. Oh,
no.
Fuck up. More like down.
Roasted him. Finally awoken when Witwicky came a calling. Now he's ready to partner and scheme with Mark Wahlberg.
What's your name, man?
Optimus Prime. My name is Optimus Prime. And I like to drink Pepsi Cola. Pepsi Cola, Chevy cars.
Hi, I'm Steve Stevenson. If you've been to the movie lately, you might notice they made a few changes. Gone are the days of the classic theater experience, replaced with something that more resembles a nightclub. Well, I'm here to tell you, the vintage cinema experience is back at Steve Stevenson's Classic Cinema. The first thing you'll notice when you walk in Steve Stevenson's Classic Cinema is the gorgeous vintage carpet. You'll have trouble lifting your legs because the floor is so sticky. We've never cleaned them. You approach the concession stand and notice that there's a limited number of options. You have Juji Fruits, Juji Bees, Good and Plenty, Junior Mints, and the classic popcorn. Try it for yourself. As you make your way into the theater, a ticket taker looks at your stub for 45 seconds, then directs you to the incorrect theater. You have to go to the bathroom, so you stop into one of our vintage bathrooms. The floor is completely flooded with water. At least, we hope it's water. You take a pee. It feels good, doesn't it? You can only get that at Steve Stevenson's Classic Cinema. You enter the theater itself and you look to your left. All the seats are taken, but don't worry, folks. They're actors. I paid them to sit there so you can sit in the front row. The seat to the left of you immediately is filled by a guy who coughs the whole time. And coughs. Literally the whole time. At the movie. We just will not stop coughing. And you watch the movie only at Steve Stevenson's Classic Cinema. During the movie, we have an employee walk around and he pulls down all of your jackets and coats from the chairs and throws them on the floor. The floor of the theater itself is quite sticky, much like the carpets. Maybe stickier, in fact. There's a man in an Eddie Bauer vest standing at the back of the theater just watching you. Is he an employee? Is he not an employee? You don't know that. I know he's an actor, and he's standing there in his Eddie Bauer vest. Just don't worry about it. As you leave the theater, don't worry about your popcorn and Jujubee boxes.
We won't clean them up. Nobody will. It just adds to the classic vintage charm of the movie. As you leave the theater and walk out in the street, you notice you're itching really bad. Congratulations! You now have bed bugs. You have a lot of bed bugs, and they're very hard to get rid of. And we're not going to pay for them, and you can't sue us either. You know why? Because we're Steve Stevenson's Classic Cinema!
Previously on Flatline Steve.
So, okay, I'm just going to stick this IV in my arm. It's got propofol in it. And you're going to stand here for 2 months. And then when The Last Jedi comes out, you're just going to wake me up, okay? Okay, I guess. I mean, what's the worst that could happen, honestly? All right, here we go. Oh, this is real bad. I'm out of here, man. I'm gone. Whoa. I'm flatlining. I'm flying. I'm flying with an X-Wing! This is incredible! Wow! Wee-zowie!
Now, get ready for the anticipated sequel. Flat. Line. Steve. 2!
Oh, wow! I'm flatlining! I can see it all! It's so beautiful! It's glorious! It's glorious!
Steve.
Oh, wow!
Steve.
Hey, you over there!
Steve.
You! Who are you?
Steve, I'm you, Steve. Steve, I'm you. But we're dead. We're dead, Steve. You've died.
No, but I was supposed to see Star Wars! I was supposed to die temporarily! I was just flatlining! I didn't mean to die for real, Steve! Dead Steve! I didn't mean to die! I need to see Star Wars!
Steve, there's no such thing as flatlining. It's made up. It's from a movie. It's from two movies, actually, and they're both not very good. But you're dead here, and you're dead forever, so just join me and get used to it.
Oh, no! I need to see Star Wars. Well, this is heaven, right? Can we still see Star Wars? We gotta be able to see Star Wars. It's heaven. It's heaven, Dead Steve.
No, Steve. This is not heaven. This is hell. You've made it to hell.
But no. But I was a good person. I didn't do anything really all that bad. I didn't. I swear, Dead Steve, I'm good. This is a mistake.
No, Steve. It turns out that the emotional trauma you inflicted on that guy you paid to flatline you actually qualified you for hell, so...
No!
It was actually in the last couple minutes of life that you made it to hell.
Oh, no!
So, now welcome to hell, and please enjoy the Purdue fight song for the rest of eternity.
Oh, you sick son of a bitch! No! No! No!
This episode of Lights, Camera, Barstool is brought to you by BetterHelp. That is right. Go to BetterHelp.com, BetterHelp.com/lights to get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp. And what is BetterHelp, folks? It is fantastic online therapy. That's right. Customized online therapy that offers video, phone, even live chat sessions with your therapist. You don't got to see anyone in person. You don't have to see anybody on camera. It's whatever you want it to be. It's more affordable than in-person therapy, and you can start communicating with your therapist in under 48 hours. Therapy is important. Destigmatize it. Don't think about it as a burden. It's a good thing. No matter how big or small something may be that you want to get off your chest, Barstool Sports agrees. They're offering BetterHelp services to all their employees, including us. It's an added benefit. We take advantage of it. BetterHelp.com/lights. Trust me, it's a great alternative and something that will help you get exactly that better help.
Ken Jack, rank the following. Goss God, Chris Pratt, and Tom Cruise's fake ass.
Oh, man. Tom Cruise's bussy is something I think about on the daily.
Just want to bust it open.
That bussy. I don't know. That's my... I think
that's one of those words that you can smell that word.
I think just because now that we're thinking about it, Tom Cruise's boy Bussy, it goes number one. Then we got, then we got Gosling, then Pratt.
All right. Wow. I'm in actual fucking tears.
Yeah, let's see here. The Blacklist Reddit. It's just like memes like that's my red. Or
my red Reddington cosplay to Comic-Con 2018. What do you think?
Here you go. Favorite character who's not red. It's like
I would say it's Bizarro Red from season 12.
It's Red's evil twin that turns up in season 3.
Just Billy Corgan in a fucking fedora.
This is a brutally uninteresting Reddit. Spoiler, my theory on Red's love for Liz.
Somebody's like, update on the Blacklist Reddit community. State of the community. It's like, I know this community's gone downhill in the last 7 years. But we must stick together. There's still people to get off that blacklist.
This is so funny. Holy shit.
Red Lover 87 posted. Anybody else spare an upvote for Red? 374 upvotes. Just a picture of James Spader wearing a fedora. And it's not even in character as Red. He's just on the red carpet for the launch of some vodka brand somewhere.
This has got to be the lamest Reddit I've ever seen.
Holy shit, this is so
What's your favorite song from the Blacklist? A poster of all 1 through 150 Blacklisters. Why?
The Red Arena? Who's Red Arena? Is there a female Red?
Minimalistic Blacklist poster design. It's just a black poster with white text that says Blacklist.
What we can conclude logically and factually about our Red.
You gotta like pop all time. Did anybody miss out on the Red Reddington Funko Pops?
Holy shit. This is the best Reddit I've ever seen.
What's the show was at its best when Liz and Red were. It's exactly what.
Oh my god.
It's like, of course it was best when the show's central premise was what people actually liked. I'm sorry, I know like people love this show, but it's such a weird show to be a fan of. I just don't get it.
I will say I want Ferdinand to win this award over Coco because I do want to see John Cena on stage. Wouldn't be the first time he was on stage. He was up there with Moonlight last year. But yeah, I would really love Ferdinand to win.
Was he up there last year, or is that a joke?
Oh, you didn't see him?
Was he up there on the stage? Got him!
Fucking wrecked!
Oh, got him!
You just got fucking wrecked! Oh, Phil Collins retired!
Oh!
Yes!
Oh, fuck. I don't know how to come back from that one.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kenjack. I will now be calling for Jeff to argue against me seeing this movie, which has been getting good ratings and something I am likely to see anyway.
Thank you, Your Honor. So, let me just talk about a couple things that my counterpart on the other side here mentioned.
Excuse me. Jeff, would you like a Gatorade G2?
Are they sponsoring the courtroom?
No, but you look like a man who loves hydration, and also you look like a man who's very health conscious. And Gatorade G2 has half the calories of a regular Gatorade.
Sure, I'll take one.
Okay. What flavor would you like? Okay, please get him an orange G2. Jeff, please continue. I'm sorry. I felt bad enjoying this refreshing G2 by myself.
However, I will say this, two things. He said you would enjoy this movie. There are some rather dark moments in this movie. I won't divulge because I don't want to spoil it for you, because I think a spoiling of the movie would count an automatic loss. But there are some moments that you go, ooh, that just turned a little dark. This was a happy movie. This was a fun time. And now I'm not quite sure how I feel about it. I'm not really sure that that's the best way to sell a movie.
G2. I'm sorry. A Gatorade G2 review on YouTube popped up on my phone accidentally.
Yeah, I don't have much else.
In summer 2023, the Kingsmen are back. And this time, the Kingsmen, Statesmen, Sausagemen, Donut Duncan's men, well, they're headed to Seattle to link up with the Spoon Man.
Who the fuck are you, bruv?
Well, Eggsy, we are the Spoon Men. I'm tall, this is Grande, Venti, Trenta, Verismo, and Pice Place Jr.
Oh, you what, bros? Watch as Eggsy, Harry, Tequila, and Tall take on the newest villain played by Kevin Spacey.
Eggsy, do you want to know what happens to a fox that gets caught in a forest fire?
Who the fuck are you, bros? This time the crew is joined by Dave Matthews.
And I just want to thank y'all for kidnapping me. Y'all smell so good tonight. Oh, wait.
And guess who's back? Elton John. Kingsman 5, The Warp Master Secret, coming summer 2023. Espresso maketh man.
Which goes to show you that filming water stuff, maybe not always worth it.
Okay, so, I mean, whatever. I don't really care about that. I just want to get to your joke here and get it out of the way. Your top 10 list was Sphere, Underworld, Captain Phillips, Koi and what?
Koi Anaskasi.
Yeah, yes. Interview with the Vampire, Titanic, Jaws, Edge of Tomorrow, Finding Nemo, Finding Dory. And I don't know, Don, if you've picked up on this, because Ken Jack and Trill both were in on the joke, obviously, and I'm writing them down so I see it. But the first letter of all of Trill's movies, 1 through 10, spell Suck It, Jeff.
Got him. Now, I didn't expect for you figure it out after it spelled Jeff. I'm going to be honest with you.
I mean,
so that took away from it.
I thought it was going to be Jeff the Pod, because people on Reddit say release the pod.
Dude.
But yeah, the way it was spelled, I didn't. But then when I saw the T, it's going to say suck it, Jeff. Okay, thanks for that genuine list.
Funnier in my mind. That was a good waste of 40 minutes on my part. I apologize to our audience. I'm sorry.
Still funny.
This episode of Lights, Camera, Barstool is brought to you by one and only Manscaped. That's right. Manscaped. They got the Performance Package 4.0. You have the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, the Crop Reviver Ball Toner. It's a spritzer for your balls. That's great. Performance Boxer Briefs, the Lawnmower 4.0 Trimmer, the Nick Safe technology. You can groom down below and not be worried. Not be worried about disasters, things that are going to happen. You don't got to worry about any of that. Seal the deal with Manscaped liquid formulations, a Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant, the Spritzer, all that is great. And you can get it right now, 20% off and free shipping with code LIGHTS, LIGHTS at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with code LIGHTS at manscaped.com. It's safe, it's easy, and you're going to look and smell great. What's better than that? Looking and smelling great. There's no better alternative. No better alternative.
I like them because you can get a baked potato.
I've never gotten a baked potato.
I know, but it sometimes when you're trying to eat lighter and you're on the road, and if you get a chicken sandwich and a baked potato, it's not that bad.
That's like as filling as you could possibly get. You're eating a fucking
baked that's potato. Weird.
Baked potato doesn't have a lot of fat in it, dude.
It's not the fat. It's just you're eating a pure starch carb. Like you're just you're eating a tuber, dude.
That's not as bad as fries.
You use the word lighter
than fries.
Yeah, lighter's relative. Lighter is relative than what you could get at Wendy's for a side item.
I would feel 10 times worse after eating a baked potato as a side as compared to like a medium fries.
Are you serious? You eat the skin? Do you eat potato skin? The baked potato skin? Get that fiber?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
The more fuel, you feel worse. Like, I'm not saying, like, I wouldn't feel more fat. I would feel, you feel more full. Dude,
I
was not
lighter. I am telling you, if I ate a side of fries and or a baked potato, I would feel worse after eating the fries. This may just be a personal thing. A baked potato is like nothing.
That's so heavy.
It's filling, but it's not like greasy heavy. It doesn't run through my intestines and give me the squirts.
Okay, that's fair. But again, you threw me off with the lighter. Yeah.
Yeah. You think lighter. I'm thinking like a fucking size.
Look at the calorie counts. Look at the calorie counts between a plain baked potato from Wendy's or a large fry.
Wait, what's a plain? Yeah, I'm going to pull it up right now.
A bowl of ice cream is 10 times worse than 20 bells of lettuce. That's not the same thing. Calorie counts can be up there.
What's a plain baked potato to you, though? Like it's what?
Potato with nothing on it except salt and pepper.
Okay. I mean,
I know it sounds gross, but I'm saying like it.
Wait,
it's not light. No butter, that's the point. It's not light.
Yeah, no butter, no sour cream.
Dude, what the fuck?
What the fuck is wrong with you? That's fucking weird as hell.
I'm from Indiana.
All right, so you and the baby didn't make the Hall of Fame.
What?
Lost by like half a percentage point.
Who did we lose to?
Coley and Tyler from Mixtape.
What?
Yeah. Well, they've been on like three times. And
we've been on like three times.
Yeah, but I think people were saying that the baby like didn't do enough to warrant nomination.
She's 6 months old.
Yeah, but like I think you have to take it like from their perspective that they're listening. Like you wouldn't find that very interesting, would you?
I feel like as the dad of Trill Baby, you should present her in a better light.
Did you want to make the Hall of Fame?
Maybe.
That you didn't even know about until 2 minutes ago.
That's not the point.
What happened to Jeff Bad it was? Yes, I heard he was on the flume ride for the 10th time, and it flew off the tracks, fatally striking Goofy, who shit his pants and died. I heard when they pulled Jeff out of the water, the first crane broke because his diaper was so full of shit and piss. Oh, see you, we did not. Welcome to the holiday special. Yes. We are going to talk about news, the internet, and movies.
Don't go anywhere. Begin, the fun is about to.
But first, bust we must.
Yes, let's get that nut. Not on my tummy.
Can I call you a lift?
Trill, who do you got in this one?
The old guy from Up. I got to say, I think there's years of rage pent up inside of him just waiting to be unleashed. And I think Sully doesn't have that. Sully seems like a very wholesome, nice guy.
Don't forget. Don't forget.
It's Tom Hanks, too.
Shitty at his job.
It is Tom Hanks, too. And this one is Ed Asner. Ed Asner, I would take in a fight over Tom Hanks.
Has he passed?
No, I think Ed Asner. Who died? Did Don Rickles die?
Don Rickles died.
Okay. Yeah.
Don Rickles.
Ed Asner is alive.
Ed Asner is one of the best movie Santa Clauses of all time. He's an elf.
Yep.
Awesome Santa Claus. Not hot Santa, but awesome Santa. Have you watched Christmas Chronicles yet, Coley?
Not yet. I just can't get it.
He's a hot Santa.
The fact that this dickhead sold balloons.
Do you remember why they took his house away? What the final straw was?
Weren't they just like building a highway?
They fucked something up on the front of his lawn, like his mailbox.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get them to go away, and he punch the guy in the face with his walker, and it cut him in the it cut him on his head.
They took him to court,
and they were going to take him to court, and he ended up just giving up the house.
He ended up getting bring home his work balloons.
He's like, he comes home from work, and he, like someone that works at a restaurant bringing home food. He's like, "Honey, I got some balloons left over from work today." Yeah, she's fucking like, no.
I can't feed our kid that we lost these balloons.
He's like, "Please take the job my father offered you at the racism factory. I beg you." I beg you.
I give.
She's like, I bring home all the money.
Can you think of anywhere? We live in this city. Can you think of anywhere better to sell balloons than the zoo?
The zoo's not even open in the winter. What are you doing?
The place that people have already spent a lot of money to go.
Just bad business strategy by the up man. God damn. That old asshole.
What an asshole. I hate that guy.
I got this old hot dog cart right here, but I'm going to use it to fill up balloons.
He didn't even make like balloon animals. He just filled balloons.
Listen to me, honey. I want to open a brick and mortar store for my balloons.
That's our next step. In 1942, though, making balloons was like the equivalent to $180,000 a year these days. So probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. He made
Sir, is that a red balloon? Why, I haven't seen the likes of this one this side of the Mississippi.
Honey, I want you to hear me out here. I'm thinking of introducing a purple balloon. Please, bear with me.
Oh my God. Okay, are we done destroying this guy?
Yes.
Never.
99 red light balloons.
I'll never be done.
Oh, man.
What was his name?
Mr.
Fredrickson?
Carl Fredrickson?
Yeah, I think so.
Carl Fredrickson. Yes, and then the kid's name was Russell.
Balloon Jerry.
Balloon Jerry.
I give Mike...
Go ahead.
I give Mikey Podcast, the guy that tweets out our stuff on the Barstool account, I give him like a tease every week. And every once in a while, it'll be something a little bizarre and out there. This one tomorrow, who would win in a fight? The old man from Up or Sully Sullenberger? That might be one where I know a lot goes in the Barstool. I'm going to be like, hey, why did Barstool get slandered for talking about beating the shit out of Sully Sullenberger? I mean, I've already determined this is the clip I'm giving him.
I mean, he would. It's just a fact at this point.
Yeah, like I mean, I give the guy a lot of shit, but that's because I know he can take it. Because life just fucked on him. Also, and turn after turn after turn.
Again, partially his fault, being a balloon salesman and all.
And some say... You can still hear old Balloon Jerry filling the helium in the balloons to this day.
Even that bird didn't like him. Like, no one liked this. The only person who liked him died right in his face.
I would like it if maybe they, even though it's called Coming to America, it spent more time in Zamunda.
Maybe they will.
I don't know.
I can see that.
I'm going to make my own version, except it's me. The same title. It's me watching Superstore. Get it?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
That's another cut.
This episode of Lights, Camera, Barstool is brought to you by Upstart Financial. That is right. Upstart, folks. Fast and easy way to pay off your debt and all personal loans. All online. Could be credit cards, consolidating high interest debt, funding personal expenses. Over 500,000 people have used Upstart to get one. Fixed monthly payment. Upstart knows you're more than your credit score too, helping access be more affordable, all that. Unlike other lenders too, Upstart considers your income and current employment to find you a smarter rate for your loan. With a 5-minute online rate check, you can see your rate up front, loans between $1,000 to $50,000. It's fantastic. Find out how Upstart can lower your monthly payments today when you go to Upstart, upstart.com/lights. That's right, Upstart, upstart.com/lights. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. That is upstart.com/lights. Very fast, very easy to use. Thank you to Upstart.
Wait, sorry, I missed that. Sorry, I was sound cut out. What'd you say?
No, it didn't. You just weren't paying attention.
What's
that's
hold on,
a polite way of saying I was watching the Good Boys trailer, but you just fucked it. Keep this in. You can't cut out a good troll laugh.
All right.
I'm trying to be a polite Jesus liar, you dick.
All right, what's the ad? What's the no edit episode major fail? What's the ad?
I think for the second one, let's do a little HelloFresh action. And you know what? Before we get to HelloFresh, how about we take a look at this cassette that we found alongside our 90s episode but never aired? So let's pop that sucker in.
Today's date is January 1st, 1999, and this is Kevin Faye, commercial track take one. It's Feige, right? Yes. I just fucking... Today's date is January 1st, 1999, and this is Kevin Feige, commercial track take one. Hi, I'm unknown producer Kevin Feige. If there is one thing I love more than running my hands through my voluminous hair, it's eating comic book themed food items. But what if you don't have time to MapQuest directions to your nearest theme restaurant? Well, I have the solution for you. Introducing my new Marvel-themed meal kit service, Marveal. That right, a meal kit service. It's a brand new way of eating with a family that I recently invented. For the low, low price of $5 a month, I will send you 20 libs. 20 pounds. Of Marvel-themed treats and goodies such as Groot Roll-Ups, Spider-Ham, Black Squiddo, Breadpool, Doki, Spotted Dick Fury, Venison, Beef Tartare Lord, Garbora, Plant Man for the Vegans, Pepper Potts, Bananas Jane Foster, Prandu, Bucky Carne Asada, Quesadilla Monker, Rocket Mushroom. To be clear, the technology does not yet exist. Does not yet exist. Sorry, this tape recorder is messing up. To freeze dry food so it will show up spoiled. You cannot sue me for this. Intake one. Time to take a break. I think I'll go watch The Phantom Menace. There's no way this could be bad.
Drill, number four, green thing.
Green M&M.
Sexy.
Yeah, because... she puts the dumbass yellow M&M and the asshole red M&M in their place. Good point. No disrespect to our guest.
J.K. Simmons?
Yeah, but you know, he's been doing that character a long time, and he's got to have some issues with the way the yellow M&M's written, right?
I doubt it. You know the green M&M's got the strap, too.
I don't know that. I don't.
You definitely know that.
I don't think about the M&Ms very often, but when I do, it's very intense.
When you're hooking up with the green M&M and you say time for doggy style and you both turn around.
Oh, God. Oh no. No. Oh.
So let's cue this up. Enjoy for your listening in audio pleasure. Prince Horny.
Meet this guy, yeah, he's real sweet. Hey, you, in the Crocs, cover up those feet. He'll come at the first sight of a single toe. Make way, here he comes, right into his drawers. He made a real cream pie. Prince Horny, horny 4 feet, send him those feet pics. Put those toes right on his nose and watch him skeet. yet really tickles his rocks. You better not change your socks. You know he likes those piggies real stinky. Prince Horny, horny 4 feet, send him those feet pics. Yeah, his ropes could fill a moat most definitely. He's always on Mr. Skin. He's obsessed with Harley Quinn, who runs cumtribute.com. Why, Prince Horny?
Yeah, Dark Phoenix. It's not good. To the surprise of, I would imagine, most people. I was on the X-Men Reddit. Some people were not quite believing it still. I was just curious what the fans thought. They...
No! No!
The soundtrack's incredible.
That would be an awesome experience. I actually got DM'd a clip. I'm going to show you guys the video, but I got DM'd a clip. I haven't listened to it yet, but I'm going to have the audio playing over the mic, but I'm going to show you guys the video.
Oh, no.
Pee hard.
All right.
I can see why they changed that one.
This episode of Lights, Camera, Barstool is brought to you by American Giant. And boy, what a great time to get American Giant. Baird Winthrop, their CEO. I fucking love that name. Made a great t-shirt. When you spend your time making clothes in the U.S., he says, it caused you to think about the great American styles, blue jeans, flannel shirts, pullovers, all that. And with fall coming up, too, combo all that stuff. Custom non-see-through heavyweight slub fabric, rich, varied texture combined with a tailored fit, incomparable to other slub t-shirts in the market. Let American Giant play a supporting role in letting your style shine, folks. When I got all my stuff, especially for this fall, I was amped. I'm amped to go out. Wear it. Made in L.A., American, M-A-E-R, it's American, you can spell American, -giant.com. Use promo code LIGHTS, L-I-G-H-T-S, for 15% off your first order. That's 15% off when you use code LIGHTS at American-giant.com. Let American Giant be your wardrobe. Let them style you this fall and winter. American Giant, thank you for sponsoring the podcast.
I wish I could get my webcam to work. Hold on, changing some settings.
Yeah, we can't see. Oh, there we go. Oh, there he is.
You never turned around?
Was your camera just facing the wrong direction? Oh, my God. You fucking asshole.
You sick fuck. Are you kidding me?
I'm the Joker, baby.
You didn't even save it for the... Oh, my
Trill, God. Trill just... I mean, this, the funniest thing about it is there's no way to tell anyone this is real.
Oh, my God.
But
just twisted.
Trill just turned his webcam around and played a joke on us that his webcam was working. He's in full Joker face paint right now. Like, full on. That's the stupid...
That was a target today. I said, why not? Treat myself.
I guess I got to go Cyclops.
Cyclops is, besides him just being a vacuous void of a character, he does have a cool power.
It's a he cool does, power. He just sucks.
He sucks. He does suck.
Oh, Gene, will you let? Can I go see a minor league baseball game?
No.
Please.
Can I watch you and Wolverine from the corner, please? Please don't fuck Wolverine, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're just too much of a pussy. Cyclops, you're gonna go fuck Wolverine.
He recovers too fast. His refractory period is like a second.
Wait, that's definitely how Wolverine works, though, isn't it? Like, if he can regenerate anything lost by his body immediately, like almost immediately, then he is, whenever that is, his bloop leaves, it immediately regenerates in his sack.
Just continuously miserably horny Wolverine.
He's like that guy. That's
why he's so angry. 5 years. He's like,
he's that dude on CNN that's on every 5 years that's just orgasming every 2 seconds.
You think it's good, but actually it sucks. No, I never thought it was good.
Yeah, I'm like, that looks miserable.
What was he gonna say? Oh, so yeah, no, I think it's just part of the Rock advertising campaign. But he actually got folks. He got Future on the soundtrack, and in fact, I got a leaked snippet, and I just sent it to you guys.
Okay,
just listen to it really quick.
La di da di da, Hobbs on my shaw.
No, that's it. That's it. That's the first game.
we gotta leave that one.
So Grumpy Cat is dead, and we need to make sure we talk about Grumpy Cat. Trill was pretty broken up about it. Ken Jack and I were enough to make a tribute video. The cat was worth $100 million. Is what people had said. I know that had been disputed by the owner, I think, at one point. But all reports...
Actually, $200 million.
I mean, really? Definitely did not make $100 million.
Grumpy Cat was born in Morristown, Arizona in April of 2012.
What'd they name it, Jeff?
Grumpy Cat was nominated for a Kids' Choice Award for Favorite Instagram Pet.
What did they name their cat, Jeff?
Yeah, Grumpy Cat's actual name is Tartar Sauce. Grumpy Cat first appeared on the Today Show in 2012. 2013 appeared on Good Morning America, CBS Evening News, Anderson Cooper Live.
That's the ones. 2015 got rock bottomed at WrestleMania.
Big Morning Buzz, American Idol. Promoted their had a book, Grumpy Cat, a Grumpy Book. let's see. Grumpy Cat was interviewed by Forbes magazine.
Grumpy Cat... I can't even stop thinking about him getting F5'd by Brock Lesnar.
Grumpy Cat. Here you go. Ready for this?
Special guest referee, Grumpy Cat.
CNN, CBS, and CNET said Grumpy Cat was the undisputed biggest star of South By. Over Elon Musk, Al Gore is bigger than them.
Tombstone by Undertaker at SummerSlam.
Grumpy Cat was in a commercial for Honey Nut Cheerios, appeared on The Bachelorette, and then finally, Grumpy Cat was featured as a special guest on the November 17, 2014 edition of WWE Monday Night Raw. I swear to God. I swear to God. Yes. I swear to God.
And that's a great comparison, actually. Just minus like the billions of supermodels.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just like it's like a less ostentatious, more down to earth.
Ostentatious. Yeah, baby. Sorry, you queued it up.
Stupid. All right.
Just how much Saturday. Oh. Here's, I think Matt Hoffman said this. This is a quote from the movie. What is up with that crazy trick we've been hearing about?
Yeah.
This is the entire scene. This is the script to that scene. Here we go. What's up? You invited these people? Of course not. That's my dog. What's up? Today was off the hook. You're psycho, bro. Psycho? That was off the chain, man. Yo. What's up with that crazy trick we've been hearing about? My Superman seat grab barrel roll?
Yes.
Crotch full of pubes.
You make my dick look so tiny. Crotch full of pubes. There's so much that I can't see. Who knows? Maybe girls will find it natural and cool.
But we both know that that isn't true.
Sounds good.
Crotch full of pubes. The one thing that nobody wants. Take off his pants and you're staring at the balls of Chewbacca. It's gross. I don't know what it is that I am looking at.
My dick.
A twig.
My balls.
The dogs?
Yes, that back should be blown, but we can't even moan. We might start a fire with the friction. I guess that we could just Skype and mutually pound off. Not to make a big fuss, but this cock and these nuts kinda look like Gonzo from the Muppets. This hairy monstrosity.
I want you to shave.
Crotch full of pubes. You make my dick look so tiny. Crotch full of pubes.
You should really manscape.
The character's name is Babu Frick.
This character fucks.
This character fucking rules.
This character fucking stinks.
You talk about you stink.
Mailing in a name like Dr. Sleep. They were like, oh man, people really love and miss Boba Fett. Why don't we just come up with another one of those names? And then they did, and they just called it Babu Frick.
Yeah.
But he has like a semi-curse word in his name, nothing, which is way cooler.
Nothing like Boba Fett.
It's exactly the same.
Oh, he's very cute. He's a very cute character. You know, he like, what does he sound like? What do you guys think he sounds like?
He looks like if Yoda fucked a Furby.
I think he sounds like a Furby. I was going to say, or like some sort of Furby Yoda.
I hope he sounds like that.
Baba Frick. Baba Frick. Baba Frick. Here are my keys. I had too much to drink. Baba Frick.
He's just a drunk?
Now he does look drunk. Look at his eyes. One's way more open.
Robbie Fox says he looks high.
No, just Baba Frick, the responsible drinker. He's just like...
He was looking up porn parodies to see if there's a character named Boba Fuck.
Eight ounces of water. 8 ounces of alcohol. Boba Frick.
he says his name to open and close every sentence.
It's like a fucking Pokemon.
He's like Brandon Walker. Yeah.
Please do the Boba Frick rap. Please.
Baba Frick stack chip, Baba Frick empty clip, bang bang, Baba Frick in your bed, fucking on your chick, Baba Frick get to bussin', Baba Frick leg crushing, Baba Frick so sick that he need Robitussin, run up on the hater, so I guess I'm a Russian, Baba Frick overthrow the empire, call me Kirk Cousin.
Oh, man.
You need to professionally mix that.
Was on his way to pick up ear tags for everything he owns.
Okay,
what he didn't see then, right, he wishes he saw now. The sign there that says Wedmore. He ran as fast as he could. It looked like a weird little speed run for sure. His left foot was first.
Oh, the man no. is right. The oh, man no. is whole body oh, to no. flight. He flew down the stairs like a young Peter Griffin. He hit everyone on the way. He only had strength to save one single thing. And with someone's help, my hair. There was a man who wanted to do the pot. But he fell down the stairway in Apple. So we're gonna review this garbage movie that sucks. Then we're going to draft up some animals. Boston makes me feel good.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. the way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh air wick.